Daf for Sukkah Daf Mem Ches. The Mishnah on the top of Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph told us that a halal va simcha shmona ketzad, that we have halal and simcha for 8 days. The Gemara said, the Gemara in Erechin describes why we have halal separately for 8 days, but over here the Gemara talks about simcha, and it says we learn simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres from the pasuk of Yisa Ach Samech, that it's l'rabos le'le yom tov achra. The Gemara says, well, how do you know that it's not l'rabos le'le yom tov rishon, that it's not, it doesn't come to include the first night of Sukkot? So the Gemara says, most mistaver, that it's including the night of Shmini Atzeres, because yesh simcha lefanav, it's preceded by days of simcha, and not the first night, which ain't simcha lefanav, is not preceded by days of simcha. The middle Mishnah on Mem Ches Amud Aleph tells us that Sukkah Shiva Ketza, that at the end of the 7 days, toward the end of the seventh day of sitting in Sukkahs, we have to show a kavod for the Yom Tov HaAchron by showing that we're transitioning out of the Sukkah. So the way to do that is being Moridas HaKelim in a Mincha L'mayla, to remove the Kelim from the Sukkah late in the afternoon on the seventh day of Sukkahs. So the Gemara says, well, what if you have nowhere to bring the Kelim to? Then what should you do? So that depends if you live in Eretz Yisrael or if you live in Bavel. If you live in Eretz Yisrael where you're not going to have to be in a Sukkah anymore, so then you could pasul the Sukkah by removing an area of four tfachim. But if you live in Chutz Laretz, where you're going to need the Sukkah still in Shmini Atzeres, so you can't pasul the Sukkah. So if it's a Sukkah Ketana, you're Madlik Basaner, a small Sukkah, you light a candle in it, and that ruins the viability of the Sukkah. And if it's a Sukkah Gedola, so then you bring Klei Su'uda into the Sukkah, because Mani Michla Barmi Mitalalta. The halacha is typically that Klei Su'uda, for food at least, should be kept outside of the Sukkah. Then the last Mishnah on Mem Ches Amud Aleph describes the mitzvah of Nisa Chamayim and exactly how it was done. That they would fill up a tzlochah shel zahav that would hold 3 lug of water from the shiloach. They would then walk it up with tekiah trua tekiah, and they'd go up the ramp of the mizbeach and turn to the left, which was somewhat unusual. And there were 2 bowls on the top of the mizbeach, Machlokas, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda, whether those bowls were made of silver, or Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they weren't made of silver, they were made of plaster, but they looked like silver because of the wine that was poured into them. It caused them to become blackened a little bit, and to therefore look a little bit like tarnished silver. And there were 2 holes in the bowls, so that the water and the wine, one was for the water, one was for the wine, would be able to spill out. And the Gemara tells us that there was a machlokas tanayim, how much water they would use. That while the Tanakama said it was 3 lugan of mayim, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it was belug hayim and asech. And another thing Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with Tanakama about, Tanakama said it was only for 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it was kol shmona. Even on Shmini Atzeres, they did the nisuch hamayim. And it was pretty much the same procedure for Shabbos, except they'd fill up water not in a klei shares from before Shabbos, and they would protect it in that kli. If it became nisgala, if it somehow became exposed, then they would fill up from the kior instead. So the Gemara tells us 2 unusual stories about the concept of Sason and Simcha. The Gemara tells us 1 story of 2 minim, one whose name was Sason, one whose name was Simcha, that debated each other who was greater than who based on the order of the words Sason and Simcha in the pasuk. And each one tries to show the other one that they're nobody. And then the second story is a story with someone, a min named Sason, who tries to best Rabbi Avohu by saying that you're going to work for me one day, because it says Ushafta Mayim Bisason, and Rabbi Avohu said no. If it would have said Ushafta Mayim Lisason, it means we would work for you one day. But it says Bisason, which means we're just going to use your skin as a jug and we're going to fill it up with water. So those are the 2 unusual stories. Then the Gemara tells us that when they would go up the Mizbeach and turn to the left for the Nisa Chamayim, that was one of the 3 times where we have an exception to the rule that kol pino shatpanu lo yada rachimin, that you have to go up the mizbeach and always turn toward the right. The exceptions are nisach hamayim, which is our case, nisach hayayin, and ola sa'of, when there were too many ola sa'ofs on the other side of the mizbeach, so then they would turn around to the left. And then the daf concludes with a couple of details about the bowls that had the holes in the bottom of them where they would pour the wine and the water. So first it tells us that both of them became blackened, even though only one of them was meant for wine, because the halacha is that if you pour wine into the wrong one, into the water one, that's also kosher. So at some point, wine may have been poured into the other one. And the Gemara tells us the discrepancy between the size of the holes in the 2 bowls depends on which shita in the Mishnah you hold Yoldak. If Yoldak Rabbi Yehuda, that beluga yemenaseich, that the water that they would pour was only one lug of water, as opposed to three lug of yayin, so the discrepancy between the holes was very, very great. But if you hold like the Tanakama, that it was three lug of yayin, three lug of mayim, then the only difference between the water and the wine was just the thickness of it, that wine is thicker than water, so the hole just needed to be a little bit larger for the wine than it was for the water. Okay.